Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one we hear a lot from homeowners. Where exactly is acoustic leak detection most effective when you're trying to track down a hidden pipe leak?
Good question, and it's worth being precise about this. Acoustic leak detection works best on pressurized water supply pipes, the kind running from your boundary stopcock into the house, or the pipes feeding your kitchen and bathrooms. The pressure means water forces out of any crack or pinhole continuously, and that escaping water creates a very consistent sound signature that our equipment can pick up.
And that sound travels through solid materials, does it? Because a lot of these pipes are under concrete floors or buried in walls.
Exactly, that's where acoustic detection really comes into its own. Solid materials like concrete, compacted soil, and screed actually conduct the vibration from a leak quite well. ADI's engineers place ground microphones or listening rods directly onto the floor surface or against a wall, and the equipment filters out background noise to isolate the leak frequency. The signal is strongest directly above the failure point, so we can walk the line of the pipe and watch the signal intensity rise and fall until we've got a precise location.
That's impressive. So you don't have to rip up the whole floor to find it.
That's the whole point. Acoustic detection narrows a leak to within a very tight area, sometimes as small as half a meter, so any necessary excavation is minimal. Homeowners are often braced for a huge dig, and we're marking a single spot on their kitchen floor.
Right. Now what about pipe material? Does it matter whether the pipe is copper, plastic, or something older like lead?
It does, and this is something ADI's engineers account for before they even start. Copper and steel pipes carry sound over a longer distance, so the signal from a leak can travel several meters along the pipe before it reaches the surface. That's useful. It means we can detect leaks from access points like stopcocks or meter boxes. Plastic pipes absorb more vibration, so the detectable signal tends to stay closer to the leak site itself.
So plastic is trickier in that sense?
Slightly. You need to be closer to the leak to get a strong reading on plastic, but it's still very much within the capability of acoustic equipment. The bigger factor is honestly what's above the pipe. Loose gravel or thick layers of sand beneath a floor absorb sound, and those conditions reduce signal clarity more than the pipe material does.
What about drainage pipes, or a pipe that's not under pressure? Would acoustic detection pick that up?
Drainage leaks are harder acoustically because there's no continuous pressure pushing water out. You don't get that steady noise signature. ADI uses different methods for drainage. Tracer gas or dye testing tends to be more reliable for those situations. Acoustic detection is specifically matched to pressurized supply pipes, and that's where it delivers the clearest, most reliable results.
That's a really useful distinction. Are there situations where you'd use acoustic alongside another method rather than on its own?
All the time. ADI's engineers routinely combine acoustic detection with thermal imaging, particularly inside properties. Thermal imaging traces the temperature difference where water is escaping behind a wall or under a floor, and acoustic equipment then pins down the exact point on the pipe. The two methods complement each other. Thermal gives you the area, acoustic gives you the spot.
So it's not a case of picking one tool and hoping for the best.
Not with a well-equipped team. The most accurate detection surveys use whichever combination of methods suits the pipe type, the floor or wall construction, and the access available. Acoustic detection is a core part of that toolkit, but it works hardest on pressurized supply pipes beneath solid floors and driveways. That's where the physics genuinely favour it.
Dave, that's been genuinely useful. I now understand why the floor type and pipe type both matter. Not just where the pipe runs. If you've got a suspected hidden leak on a supply pipe, ADI Leak Detection are among the most experienced specialists in the UK at finding it without unnecessary disruption. Thanks for listening.